Dead Time by Anne Cassidy. Narrated by Julie Teal. 1. Rose looked at the blood on her arm. She held it under her bedside light and saw pinpricks of red across her skin. She blotted them with a tissue, then watched as a shape emerged. Tiny ruby bubbles that looked like jewels and formed a raw outline of gossamer wings. Rose carefully unrolled the sleeve of her shirt and covered the wound, letting the cuff hang. She hoped the blood would dry soon. Tonight, of all nights, she didn't want any trouble with her grandmother. Her arm was still painful, though. "Think about something else," she told herself sternly. "Think about meeting Joshua, about getting out of the house without her grandmother knowing where she was really going. Think about keeping her butterfly private, covered up with a sleeve." The man in the tattoo parlour had told her to leave the dressing on for 5 days, but she hadn't been able to wait. She'd wanted to take it off in time to see Joshua, and now she'd made it bleed. "Rose, Rose," she said to herself, "don't be so impatient all the time." She could hear Anna, her grandmother, downstairs. She looked at her watch. It was almost 7, and she needed to leave soon. She picked up her violin case, took out her violin, and placed it on the bed. Then she packed her stuff in, her makeup, a top, a notepad, her laptop, and a book. She closed the case, making sure it was fastened tightly. She shook her arm, aware of the sleeve irritating and sticking to the raw skin. She looked at her white shirt. The red was seeping through. It would stop soon, she knew that. It would scab over. Then, in days, she would see it come to life on her arm. A blue morpho, her favourite butterfly. Her violin was still lying on her bed. She stepped across to the chest of drawers, opened the bottom drawer, and made a space. She carefully placed the violin inside, arranging some clothes on top of it so that it was hidden. Now she was ready. She had half an hour to get to the Dark Brew, the coffee shop she used in Camden. Just 30 minutes, and then she would meet Joshua again for the first time in 5 years. She was excited. She didn't mind the blood on her arm any more. A little bit of bleeding didn't do anyone any harm. Now, all she had to do was to get past Anna. "You're wearing black and white again," her grandmother said. She was standing by the front door like a sentry, her eyes travelling up and down Rose, looking closely at her. "Are you telling me that I can't..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?